We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Rich Donnelly, former Pirate coach who spent his life in baseball from Steubenville, Ohio, and a feature film is underway called The Chicken Runs at Midnight, which details an incredible personal story and Rich and how he and his family have overcome tragedy and helped so many in the process. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kev.
Good morning.
So our own Dan Zangrilli years ago told me about your story, and I was in awe, jaw-dropping. So how do you, and I know you've told the story many times, and I thought somebody has to make a movie out of this, and this was years and years ago, and you had just put out the book about your daughter. So how do you give people the wind up to this incredible story?
Well, the book has been out a couple of years, and Deidre Gurney, she's the creator of Duck Dynasty. She called me. She says, Rich, I've been chasing your story for years. Is there any way you would give me permission to do the movie? And I said, are you kidding me? And in fact, I just talked to her Saturday, and they're going to start the script writing hopefully this week, and someday, hopefully while I'm still on this side of the earth, it'll be on the big screen.
Well, that's amazing. How much input are you going to be able to have? I mean, I'm sure they've seen you speak, and I'm sure they know the story and read the book and everything, but are you going to be on set, and will you be disappointed if certain things are edited out?
Well, she said that what we're going to do, they're going to write the script, and I'll be a big part of that. And I just said, you know, I don't care what you do with the story. I know sometimes they embellish it. I says, just don't, you know, do anything to say anything bad about my family or my daughter, and don't embellish it to that extent. Just keep it like the book was. Just keep it like the actual story was, which is a miracle story.
It is a miracle story. And again, when I first heard it, I couldn't believe how amazing. And I can't imagine being in your shoes and the tragedy you've suffered with the loss of children. But it started with Amy, your 17-year-old daughter. If you could just kind of encapsulate that story so the people who are unfamiliar with it will understand why we're so passionate about it.
Yeah, Larry, real quick, in 1992, we're in spring training with the Bucks in Bradenton, and I get a phone call from my 17-year-old daughter, Amy, in Arlington, Texas, and she said, Dad, I have something to tell you. I have a brain tumor, and I'm sorry. And when she said that, she's apologizing to her dad for getting a brain tumor. Well, 5 days later, she had the surgery. There was a tumor behind her eye, and after the surgery, the doctor came out and said, Rich, not good news. We think she has about 9 months to live. So that was in, 92. And then as we go into the season, Amy, you know, we're talking with her, and then we get in the playoffs, and Jim says, let's fly her up here for a playoff game. So we flew her up here for the fifth game of the playoff, 92, against the Braves. Bob Walk is pitching. We win the game, and after the game, we're driving home, and she puts her arms around my neck in the car. She says, Dad, when you get down in that stance with a man on second, you cup your hands, what are you telling him, the chicken runs at midnight or what? And all the kids are in the car, and they start laughing. What the heck does that mean? She says, I don't know. It just came out. So as time goes on, we got beat by the Braves in that Sid Bream game, you know, and we did not get to go to the World Series. Well, the following January, down in Dallas. Amy gets into a coma. I got into a coma for about a month, and she passed away. So to honor her, we put the Chicken Runs at Midnight on her tombstone in Arlington, Texas. Well, okay, 5 years later, we go to my Jim and the coaches, we go to Miami, the Marlins, and halfway through the season, we acquire Craig Counsell, who's now the manager of the Brewers. And my kids, Tim and Mike, Amy's brothers, they were the bat boys, and they nicknamed him the Chicken because when he hit, he held his arms real high and he flapped his left arm like a chicken. So we never thought nothing of it, or I didn't. So we get in the playoffs, we get in the World Series, and sure enough, it's the seventh game. We're playing the Indians. I'm coaching third. Craig Counsell standing right beside me. My boys are, Tim and Mike, are there in the dugout. Edgar Renteria gets a base hit in the 11th inning. We are the world champions. 70,000 people going crazy. Out of body experience. I'm trying to find my kids to hug them. And I see Tim running towards me. And he's screaming, Larry. He's screaming. He's crying. I said, what is wrong with you? We just won. What are you crying about? He said, Dad, look at the clock. And I went, what clock? What are you talking about? I looked up at the stadium clock. It was 2 minutes past midnight. He said, Dad, Craig Counsell, the Chicken, ran at midnight. And wow. I just dropped to my knees. I've heard about people having out-of-body experiences, and I think I had one. I never believed in miracles until that night. Something she said 5 years earlier that made no sense at all actually happened 5 years later because she wanted me to so bad to go to the World Series because she knew in my line of work that was the ultimate that you could be. So the story has lived on for all these years. Tom Friend, the author, did a wonderful book, and now we can hopefully share with a lot of other people with not only my talks around the country, but with a movie which we hope will be done soon.
Well, we certainly appreciate your willingness to talk about it, and we know you've suffered such personal tragedy. In addition, two other daughters, Tiffany and Leanne, were in the Las Vegas during that shooting. A bullet went right between them, hit a stranger in the face, and they stayed and protected her until the paramedics arrived. And then your son, Mike, who was saving a stranger's life in the process, throwing her out of harm's way, was tragically killed. I don't know as a dad how you overcome these tragedies, Rich, and continue to give back to young people all over, wherever you go.
Well, I credit a lot to my wife and the faith that she's like injected into me of when something happens like that, most people, they put their head down, they quit. And what we've tried to do, and like I say, to my wife, Roberta, we've tried to help other people who are even more unfortunate than we have been. And we don't look at it as being unfortunate. We look at it as a way to help others. And because I always say this, Larry, if it had been reversed, if my kids were alive and I had passed away or I did something, they would go on and tell everybody how great I was. And that's what I try to do now, share the great qualities of Amy, who taught me how to live, taught me how to die. Michael, who saved a stranger's life by giving his own. And my two daughters, Tiffany and Leanne, like you said, they laid on Natalie Grummet for 15 minutes of shooting and wouldn't leave her and saved her life. So sometimes your kids are supposed to learn from you, but it's the other way around in the Donnelly household.
Absolutely incredible.
Well, Rich, thank you for sharing that. It's so personal yet so meaningful, and we'll see you tonight. I can't wait to see you.
Okay, Larry, same here. Can't wait.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.